Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What is in is getting geeked up?
Okay, you know what? This brings up a good point because I want to make sure all of us are on point for this summer. I want to make sure that you guys are up to date with your lingo. So, I prepared some words today to update your vocabulary, ladies and gentlemen.
So, these are the words that we should be speaking to young people?
These are the words that you should be using. Last time we had the discussion, I believe I introduced, not introduced, but, you know, we got the proper definition of Riz. Do you remember what Riz was, Leroy?
No, I don't.
Heard. All right.
Perfect.
That is charisma, short for charisma. And known as what you would probably refer to as game. You know, you lay game on a woman, right? As you're attempting to, not you personally, because you're a stand-up individual, but macking a woman. Remember that term? You know, lay my mac down. That would be comparable to Riz. Now, let's go ahead and update you guys with some other words. If I were to say chopped.
We talked.
Fair enough. Chopped
that's
it up.
Really?
No, yeah. That's not the correct definition. But chop I can understand. I can understand where he would get that. Chop it up was a previous definition of that. Leroy, if I were to say, now let me use it in a sentence. Antonio Brown right now wanted to make a return to the NFL, but nah, that guy's chopped.
Oh, it's like dismissed.
Wash? Oh, it's like It's like the new wash.
Dismissed?
Just, it's not going to happen. You're done. You're cut. Dismiss, like you said, dismissed. It's not going to happen. You're done. That's done for. Chopped. This is chopped. Like
cropped?
Not going to happen. Almost like cropped. Almost like cropped. Yeah. Almost like cropped.
Look at the smile on Jay Fig's face.
Yeah.
I don't like that term anymore.
She goes, why do you always have to bring it up? And then she does something like
well,
this.
Well, because he kind of said something towards this, you know, along the lines.
Chopped,
you know?
Cropped.
That's why I said it.
Now, what about ball? What if I'm like, previously, Leroy, if I were to say ball as a slang term, what would you think I meant?
Can you use it?
He's
in a
good.
Sentence?
He can play.
He's good. Yeah, that was a previous thing. Like, he balled out, or he's about to ball. I'm about to go ball.
Oh, yeah. Or
I thought that was too
money.
Obvious.
He's a baller. Whatever.
Well, that's what it was previously. No longer that.
Okay, what is it now?
Can you guess what it is?
No, I can't.
Right now, look, me and Leroy... Are how about me and Vlad are at the same party, right? And we both see this lovely young lady. And I tell Vlad, hey, in a hypothetical world, I want to go talk to her. And Vlad hears that. And when I go to the bathroom real quick, I come back and now Vlad is talking to that girl.
Oh, I'm sleazy.
So we have a conversation. I say, Vlad, yo, that's my ball.
That's your girl?
You took my ball.
That's your possession?
Like the dips,
you took
maybe?
My ball. Hey, right like, that's my ball.
Wait.
That's your possession?
You know what I
yo, you're dribbling
you
my ball right now.
Wait, that's your possession?
That's my ball.
If nobody, wait. Like Let me explain something.
Yeah.
First of all.
This is terrible.
If y'all both talking to a girl, y'all looking at a girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you go to the bathroom.
Oh, you slacked on your pimping, baby.
We have another saying.
You slacked on your pimping.
The correct term here is Mike McDaniel.
No, the correct term is the correct term is you slacking on your pimping, baby.
Wow. I look that is one way. The Dirty Mackin was another way that
Dirty Mac. That's not really Dirty Mackin though.
Okay,
look. Dirty Mackin is if you already hooked up with the girl,
right? Or if I'm saying yo, you know that Marcos character,
like talking down,
he's fugazi. Yeah, like if I say that, yeah.
Now the idea was less of like the act of going behind one's back, and more of the idea of the ball. Now is not he's about to go hoop. He's a baller. It's
that's
this person is my possession.
I don't like that terminology.
Like I'm taking my ball and go.
No. Right,
like
she's your possession.
That's what I'm no one's possession.
That's what I'm saying. Fair, she's fair. A possession.
Look, like I'm not.
She's an object of ownership.
Not an object.
I'm not. Establishing the rules now. I'm just explaining what they are.
You'll get an object thrown at you.
Yeah, you just having us saying the wrong words to people and get us smacked or, you know.
Look, guys, this is what the kids are saying.
Incite a riot.
That's what the kids are saying.
Well, that's why the kids are dumb.
That's why they're kids.
That's why they're kids. Look at that. Back to back. Well, that was great.
That's fair. That's fair. But I just want to make sure you guys are up to date and make sure.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like those terminology?
No, I liked none of them.
All right, that's fair. Well, I'm not sure you're going to like this terminology that we're about to get into.
Yeah, but so I'm trying to figure out. So you say if you mark your territory and go to the bathroom,
yeah,
that's still yours when you come back?
No, of course.
I said you at a party, you slipping.
It's a Royal Rumble, baby.
It totally
God
is.
God forbid he had to go empty out his bladder.
Especially empty when out nobody this game. Has talked to her yet. She don't know what's going on.
It's a free-for-all.
Now, you know,
I would say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you from old school.
Oh.
This is how this works.
Okay.
You know how it works? It's her
if you got to make a stop or you got to go do something.
Jeez.
And you eyeing the girl that you want to holler at.
She coming with?
Don't take your boy. Don't tell your boy. Right?
Yeah.
Because most people will be like, well, you ain't talked to her yet. So I still got a chance.
You guys are
so
fair.
If you don't say nothing,
no loyalty.
Then your boy wouldn't run over there and holler at her.
There is no loyalty. Listen, if you didn't discover the land, everybody can explore.
Wow.
Yeah. You're sick.
I'm saying. Like
you know what? This is interesting because
no, I'll- wait. No, no, no. Let's do it this way.
Here we go.
Let's do it this way. Jennifer. You... And I'm gonna be careful with this because I know all your friends.
Yeah, be careful with this.
I know all your friends, right? So I'm gonna say this: you and one of your friends from way back.
Not the group you've met, like someone that's distant, not my immediate circle.
No, it could be one of them.
Let's use Lupe.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying, and y'all at the club, and y'all just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You look across the club.
Mm-hmm.
You see a guy, he look at you, right?
Hey, babe.
You got to go to the bathroom. You ain't going to say to your girl, when I get back, I'm going to go holler at him. Because when you come back, they'll be talking.
That's not really true. I mean, if I were to tell one of my friends, because they're my friends, they would not go and attack. So...
Wait a minute. You said I don't like that phrase, and then you use the phrase like attack.
Well, I'm kind of violent, so there's that.
what?
So wait, your friends don't talk, they attack?
Hey, can I just say this, Vlad? I'm glad I'm out the game.
No, I'm not.
With these terminologies that y'all using now.
You gotta understand.
I'm glad I'm at the game.
J-Fig.
Like my ball.
J-Fig is coming from birds. She's birds. She's a vulture. So she hangs out with vultures.
The condor.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she's not going to let Heckle and Jekyll to go talk to
Heckle
her man.
Heckle and Jekyll.
You know
look,
what I mean?
What's mine will never
but
leave
you're not,
me.
But you're not. But
it wouldn't
Jennifer,
escape me.
If you haven't talked to that guy yet and nothing has been, like you still not going to say nothing before you go in.
Look, if I'm at a club and I see a guy and I'm like, oh my God, he's really cute. I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I'll be right back. Whatever.
But that's not, that's not the story right
here.
They're
not going to say anything. They're not going to do anything.
No, I know, but that's not how Marcos.
Who's going to walk all over me? No.
Do you beat them? Do you beat them when no one's looking?
No, but Marcos, that's not the way you approached it.
Yeah.
How do you approach it, Leroy?
No, he approached it like y'all sitting there just looking around the crowd and you go, oh, she's nice, right? And then you go to the bathroom and come back and your boy talking to her.
That's exactly
See, that's a different scenario than what J-Fig was talking about.
We literally said the same thing.
Because J-Fig, in her situation, she basically marked her territory by saying, oh, he's hot. Right?
What's the difference?
What's the difference is that when Marcos went to the bathroom, he did not, y'all both were talking about her. You did not say, oh, I'm going to go holla at her or something like that. But you.
Did I miss something?
Oh, I know what he's saying. He's saying that Marcos and with Marcos' situation, Marcos' boy never gave like, look, I'm going to go talk to her. Like either one of them could talk. With your situation, you let your homegirls know, after I use this bathroom, I'm going to go holla at him. Mm. So it's like you kind of made.
By saying, oh, he's hot.
Right. You made
you're
your
the only one that pointed it out.
Right. It's like, it's basically you were claiming
that's
your spot.
That's what friends
almost
do, though.
The same thing.
It's, but if I let you know, like, hey, I'm going to talk to her. If I let Marcos know I'm going to talk to her after I use the bathroom, if Marcos go talk to her, Marcos a slime ball.
That's a bad friend.
That's a bad friend. Right. It's a slime ball.
Right.
But if I don't say anything,
like
I'm going to
so
be like.
So the whole time, in Marcos' story, the whole time, he never said anything to you.
No.
Right.
About the girl.
Not according to the story
well,
he
that's
just
what
told.
I heard.
That's what I'm saying. He slacked on his pippin.
So that's what I'm saying.
Hey, man.
You didn't identify. You didn't identify the rules before you went to the bathroom, so there were none. So why are you talking about my ball?
I saw two guys marked at first. Whatever.
Yeah. No, what's interesting though is this whole thing wasn't about the sliminess of it was about the term ball. Like now we're like, well, technically he never called dibs
on
the girl.
Guess what? So if you don't talk to the girl, you balled up.
Getting dribbled. Yep.
You balled up.
You balled up. Yeah. You choked at your opportunity.
Yeah. You traveled.
I hope everybody now is.
Now, what if your friend, when you come out the bathroom, did this to you?
Let me see.
Oh, he pulled the Reggie.
The Halliburton Reggie Miller.
Nah, you can't be doing that. Nah, you know what? I don't want that.
Not look at that, though.
No.
That's dirty.
First of all,
though.
You better not do that coming out of the bathroom. I don't want to hear. I don't want to see no choking coming out of the bathroom. First of all. And second of all, if you do that, we might not be friends after that.
Wow.
No, but I'm saying, when you come out of the bathroom and you thinking you're going to say, that's my ball, and your buddy look over at you as he's talking to the girl. Mm.
No, we can't be friends. That's what I'm saying. We can't be friends. You can't do that to me after I just came out the bathroom. And, you know, you can't do that. Mm. Like, really? By the way, how long did I take in the bathroom for you to be able to do the choke sign to me?
Sometimes you got to take a dump. Sometimes you got to take a dump in the club.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how, like... Like, how quick was your game, or how long was I in the bathroom that you had that time?
Like, what am I doing? If he can run game that quick, you ain't have a chance.
No, I never had a chance.
Can I just say, though, if you do take a dump in the club and then come back and try to resume partying, you're a sick individual.
No, if you take a dump in the club, you got to go. Get out of here. Like, why?
You're like, I think less of you.
I've told this story before.
I know about this story. We don't need to repeat it.
Oh, this guy.
But you did a smart thing. You went home and then came back.
Yeah.
That's smart. I mean, by the way.
Yeah.
And you left those girls with your boy, didn't you?
No, he left them with his boy Benjamin Franklin. That's what he left them with.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That is it.
Benji.
The one, you know what? You left him with the right boy.
Yeah.
The one that can't talk. But he sure can spend.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A comprehensive breakdown of all the things you need to be.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We broke that thing down. Like,
scientific.
Hey, young kids, crystal. Y'all don't know what y'all playing with. Come over here with that nonsense.
Don't do it.
Well, let's see if we have the same amount of success breaking down this Mike McDaniel sound on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.